Beside a wooden carousel in Wabasha County, Minnesota, I'm Anna Stitt.
Everyone knows what a rabbit looks like.
This is Bill Stark. He's a woodcarver.
But a carousel rabbit is not supposed to look like a rabbit. It's what people think a rabbit should look like. It's what I think a rabbit should look like. So the heads get bigger, the ears get longer, the feet might get a little weird looking. It's a bit of whimsy that you try to capture. And that's where the magic is.
Lark Toys is a toy store in the tiny Minnesota town of Kellogg. Back in the 1980s, Lark's owner decided he wanted an even bigger toy for inside the store. He wanted a carousel. He asked Bill to do the carving.
We were trying to make a carousel in the conventional way, so that it had horses and creatures that looked like other carousels. So we tried mimicking some of that. No good. Mm-mm. I must have done 3 or 4 horses, and I told Don, no more horses. I am done with horses. I don't want to do any more horses.
Don is Don Krioski. He was the toy store owner writing the checks to build the giant indoor carousel.
And he said, fine. And we didn't do any more. Don was willing to fail to get to the point where we could start. And so was I. So he eventually just let me loose. That's when we hit our stride.
By the time they were done, Bill had carved an otherworldly collection of wooden creatures. There's a dragon with a wizard riding it, a goldfish, a bear, an ostrich pulling a cart, and a pig with a troll on its back. Now the colorfully painted creatures move up and down as the carousel spins. But each of them started out in Bill's mind.
You're looking at a 300-pound piece of wood, and out of that has to come a pig and a troll and a whatever. And I don't know where I'm going when I start. So it sounds trite, but it actually does have to reveal itself as you go along.
When I first called the toy store to ask about Bill, the new owner said it wasn't likely he would talk with me. He hasn't been seen much since the carousel opened 22 years ago. But Bill did agree to meet me there. And when he walked in, he was immediately surrounded.
Would you let us take a picture for you by the carousel?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be nice. Sherry said, be nice, Bill.
Oh, that would be so great. He agreed to stand by the carousel and have a picture taken.
Oh, awesome.
So I'm so excited.
Now, see, when they call up and they want my picture, I don't understand that. It makes no difference who carved this. It makes no difference whatsoever.
Bill told me he made Don sign a contract to keep his name out of publicity about the carousel. He said our conversation was the first time he'd ever talked publicly about it, but people still managed to track him down.
I've turned down a lot of people who wanted carousel animals. No, no, no. They would see this and they'd want one, and that's not a good enough reason for me to carve one, just because they want one. It's not got to do with anything. It's not supposed to sit in someone's living room. It's supposed to go round and round, and people should laugh and giggle and be dumbfounded by the whole thing. That's what a carousel is.
For KFAI, I'm Anna Stitt.
Are you going to write on the orange thing? Are you going